Hello, my name is Robert Hock, and I studied politics and international relations at the University of Reading at both undergraduate and postgraduate levels. Following participation in a funded research project in partnership with a fellow student and two members of staff, I was asked to talk about how I made friends at university. For me, Reading was a new town to navigate, but naturally, many students have to adjust to moving to a completely new country. Regardless of how far you have travelled to be at the University of Reading, it's important to build new, meaningful and enjoyable communities as soon as possible. Before arriving on campus, I was emailed my provisional flat number. I saw in a Facebook group that another student had asked if anyone was in the same flat, so she added me to a group chat and we spoke a lot before moving in. It was reassuring to have established a friendly point of contact that would be available as soon as I move in. In the first week, we were all a bit homesick and a quiet group of students. Despite this, we continued talking, building connections, and became friends. I reached out to students who had posted that they were doing the same course as me, as it was helpful to make connections on my course, as well as socially in halls. In the first few weeks, I also met friends of friends, and as a result, my friendship group widened as we established group chats together. As you can tell, I have found social media a very powerful tool for making and maintaining friendships. In my second year, I decided to expand my network, so joined taster sections for 6 sports clubs and societies. Because I was quiet, this was not something that I was able to do when I first joined the university, but by pushing myself to try new opportunities, my confidence grew significantly. I did not fit in with a couple of the clubs I went along to, simply because they were not my kind of people. But I have really enjoyed hanging out with 3 groups, and I have continued to meet people with them since. You will often find politics and international relations students in the Politics Society, Debate Society and Student Media, including B Radio, where I am recording this podcast. I have made friends through these groups by messaging people after events asking if they were interested in meeting up. I would recommend joining societies as soon as you are able to, while everyone is still trying to make friends. But as I found, it is never too late to try a new society out. I would recommend trying a range of societies so you can see which ones are right for you. It is definitely worthwhile engaging with students from both similar and different backgrounds to yourselves. For me, studying a politics and international relations degree allowed me to hear from different perspectives and broaden my understanding of the world, and also introduced me to some really interesting viewpoints. Whilst I obviously have not made friends with everyone in my course, by engaging with the opportunities the department has offered, I have enjoyed feeling part of the friendly community of students and academics. I have benefited from engaging in conversation with fellow students before and after lectures, and sometimes connecting with them on social media. Other ways of feeling connected included going to lecturers' feedback and consultation hours to ask about assignments I was working on, and also successfully applying for and participating in a summer research project as part of the Undergraduate Research Opportunities Programme, often referred to as UROP. My university experience has also included volunteering for B Radio, which started off by just pushing buttons to eventually gaining the confidence to host an interview with the then Mayor of Reading. I have not held back in utilising the connections of academics in the department, and this has enabled me to undertake work experience with BBC Radio Berkshire and a local MP, and supporting the university's open days as a student ambassador. Do listen out to look for opportunities and get involved with, as it's great to work alongside other students and academics. My strongest recommendation is to get stuck in. The more you push yourself to engage with the people and opportunities that the university has to offer, the more likely it is that you will have a positive experience here at the university, as I have had. Do not worry if you are struggling, though. There is plenty of support. Feel free to reach out to Student Services or the Friendly Welfare Team. Thank you for listening, and I wish you the best in making meaningful connections to support you through your studies. Have a fantastic time here at Reading.